Beloved, Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Christos is risen.
Christos is risen.
Christos is risen.
Christos is risen.
This rather long gospel today of the Samaritan woman is rich with many things. And I'd like to only focus on one thing, and that is the very encounter between Christ and a Samaritan woman. Understanding that in that day, the city of Sychar had one well that was outside of the city. So the well was the ancient water cooler at the office. Everyone met at the well to go over the day's news at the beginning of the day, and at the end of the day, gather water for the evening. And here comes the Samaritan woman. Not in the morning, when it's customary to gather water, nor in the evening, but when the sun is at its highest, and she comes by herself. She's rather left out of the crowd, because as our Lord tells her, she's had five husbands, and the man she's with now is not her husband. She's living in adultery. And from the gospel, we can see the gather that she was somewhat ostracized in the community, shut out. One who had to live a life in a way apart from everyone. So she comes in the middle of the day when the sun is at its highest to that well to draw water. And it is then that Christ Jesus comes to that well. Note, he didn't come in the morning when all the townspeople would be there, nor in the evening. But he comes when this outcast is there, knowing that it's she who will be there. For he is coming to save her, to bring life to her. And when he tells her that she has no husbands, but rather is at five, and is now living in adultery, she could have turned in terror and fled. Who is this man? Who knows my deepest secrets of my heart? The things for which others judge me. And he tells me what they are. As we heard at the end of the gospel, it said not only did Jesus tell her about her living situation, but he told her everything she ever did. He knew her sins better than she knew them herself. But he did not shame her. He did not cast her out. He did not rebuke her. Rather, he coaxed her. He tried to win her over, to bring her to himself. Speaking of the water which he would offer, unlike the water of the well, which needed to be drawn every day for our physical life to be sustained, Jesus was offering her the water of life, himself, the gift of the Spirit, so that she may have the newness of life and have God flowing from within her. And so she doesn't run away. She engages in conversation with Christ Jesus. She understands that he knows everything about her. And she's won over. She wants this living water that Jesus has to give to her. She wants new life. A life different than the one she has lived. Rather, a life drenched in God, with God flowing from her heart as a stream of water. She was ready to receive Christ. Even though the townspeople may have considered her the greatest of sinners, it was this greatest of sinners who was ready to receive Christ. For a bucket full of water cannot accept more water so that Christ could pour into her heart his words, the living water, the Holy Spirit, that she may receive life, not merely physical life here on earth, but life everlasting, life with God, which is where we are all destined to be if we truly follow our Lord Jesus Christ. And then it is through the words of the woman who goes to the townspeople to tell them of the man she has met, the great prophet, the one who offers life. And they believe her. And then Christ goes and stays with these people, Samaritans, enemies of the Jews, as they heard. One would have nothing to do with the other. And he went and stayed with these outsiders. And they all came to believe. And not merely because of the woman's word, but because they themselves heard Christ speaking the words of life to them. And this woman we honor now as a saint. Saint Bokini, Svetlana, in the Slavic language. We honor her as a saint, as one of the holy ones of God, who heard his word, emptied her life, so that God could take up his place within her, so that she could be a living temple of the Holy Spirit. And then, through being a temple of the Spirit, how many more people she drew to Christ, telling them about this newness of life. And they seeing the change in her, and then they being willing to receive this Jewish rabbi, to hear him, to hear his word of life, so that they too could empty their hearts of their self-will, of their sins, not being ashamed of their previous way of life, but rather